He, well, it was apparent, I didn't realise this, but it was him who had suggested us as the consultants in the first place. And he was very pleased with the results of the leaflet. And he was the one who kept saying, oh, well, get her to come down and make more recordings. Then, of course, the museums who are hosting the project, as well as the Forestry Commission, they have, because of the Representations of the People's Act and all the rest of it, recording people is not like it was in the old days of the linguistic survey. You've got
No.
to you've got to tell them you're doing it. You've got to get record them actually saying, my name's Pauline Cairns. I come from Scottish Language Dictionaries. Is it okay if I record you? And most time they nod, and it makes me feel like the CID when you say, for the tape, please. Oh, hi, hen. And so what has happened, as I say, it's snowballed, and I have to trot down there, and then one neighbour tells the other neighbour, and then another neighbour gets quite indignant because wee jockey so-and-so kens mair Scots nor we than Big Sandy, and Big Sandy, his wife's cousin, kens mair nor anybody in the Hale District. And it's absolutely fascinating. And to think, I mean, one guy I spoke to, this is just interesting, though, from a linguistic or anything point of view. His family had lived on the same site since the 1640s. And there was this beautiful house. He had a picture of it on his wall just beside his chair. And he was in his early 70s, so goodness knows what he would have been in the 60s. And this little house, it was absolutely beautiful, you know, like the sort of house you draw when you're a kid with a door and the four windows and the sliding roof. And I said to him, but couldn't you have kept the house? Because, of course, when the Forestry Commission comes in and just buys up the land, raises everything to the ground. And apparently once a week since the 1960s, 1963, 64, he goes up to the place where his house was, and it was just left there. The house actually was left, and now it's the walls are about 3 feet high, and that's all that's left of it after something being there for over 400 years.
It's terrible.
And you're like, even in the 60s, the Forestry Commission must have realised they were doing something extremely silly, you
Yeah, I
know?
would think so.
But, and that's only one of them. I don't know, and perhaps I should, presumably that's what Ruth's doing, is finding exactly how many families and how many people were displaced by the forest, and how, and certainly the economic effect on the area, I think, was absolutely monumental, because you had all these workers coming in from the outside, and it all spiraled down because there was one lot of people displaced, but another lot of people came in, you know, Irish navvies and things you think about building a forest, you know, you plant a forest, but there was lots of building work and roads to be laid and all sorts of, because it was hill farming basically.
I think in that period they just knocked things down in the name of improvement. Like that's when they knocked George Square down, you know, and half of Glasgow went. And, but I mean, it's a shame when it's a family home like that.
And I mean, that was just one, as I say, I don't know how many of them. But the trickle down was amazing because a lot of the farms, the other farms, the ones that were left in the area, they went into bed and breakfast. Because, of course, all these Irish navvies, they couldn't go back to Kilmarnock or wherever. They needed places to stay. So the farms that were left, they got quite a lot of money because these guys were being paid at the time an absolute fortune. You know, they were getting 30 and 40 pounds a week, which was unheard of. I mean, even your Edinburgh lawyer would have thought that was a good wage then. And these guys were just getting a fortune.
Yeah.
And of course, the people, this caused resentment with the people who'd been turfed out their farms because they're like, we've got our money, but they're still getting money. So it's been a fascinating, if exhausting, exercise. But what I have discovered is a lovely wee hotel in Strathaven, which is super. And it's quite nice to go down there and go down on the Friday, and it's like a wee holiday.
Yeah.
You come back on the Sunday. So it's quite nice.
Thank you.